It's Friday, the 7th of February, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5pm news. Namibia is considering joining the Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative, a global movement that promotes transparency and accountability in the natural resource sector. Institute for Public Policy Research Executive Director Graham Hopwood says by joining, Namibia would commit to publishing detailed information about revenues generated from the extractive industries.
The Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative basically requires the member countries to publish a great deal of information about the revenues that come from the extractive industries, the profits that are made, what's done in terms of corporate social responsibility, the taxes that are paid, and so on. Information that we don't really have in the public domain at the moment in Namibia. So by joining the EITI, Namibia would be committing to publishing a lot more information, which would help the public in general and civil society in the media to hold the extractive sector to account.
Namibia is facing its worst unemployment crisis in history, but there are viable solutions that could turn the situation around. That's according to Sirius Capital economist Tannen Groenewald, who says that while no immediate fix exists, strategic policy reforms can create a more business-friendly environment and stimulate job creation over time.
There should be a tax structure that is more forgiving and relieving for small businesses. If we can just give the little guys some breathing room and streamline and simplify regulations, we can massively improve the situation for small businesses. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean abandoning oversight, but it does mean we should cut out some unnecessary delays. If we can have an accessible one-stop-shop approach for permits, registrations, clearances, and so on, we can significantly reduce the waiting times and costs that entrepreneurs can then focus on growing their businesses and creating jobs instead. Small businesses also tend to exclusively hire local Namibians, and they tend to grow and employ at a much faster rate compared to large businesses, but only if the environment is right.
ArcelorMittal South Africa CEO Cobus Vesta has denied any 1 billion rand bailout talks, but confirmed delaying the long steel plant closures by a month to engage the government. Vesta says the move aims to save 3,500 jobs and maintain operations in Newcastle and Vereeniging.
We are clear that we will not take any further financial losses and risk. To the extent that we do not get a sufficient solution by the end of the month, it's obviously very unstable at the moment for people, and they are affected by that. We also see how we can retain our critical skills.
Malawi's President Lazarus Chakwera has ordered the military to prepare for withdrawal from the Southern African Regional Bloc's military peacekeeping mission in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. This follows the deaths of at least 20 peacekeepers, including three Malawians, as M23 rebels captured Goma. Chakwera cited the declared ceasefire despite ongoing fighting as the reason for the decision. And the largest U.S. government workers union and an association of foreign service workers have sued the Trump administration to stop its near shutdown of the U.S. Agency for International Development. USAID head John Atwood says the mass termination of personnel would effectively kill an agency that has helped keep tens of millions of people around the world from dying. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.